Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We're excited as we continue this teaching, Life in the Spirit. I want to encourage you to go back over the last weeks on the WMIE website. There is a place where all the programs are archived. If you go to WMIEFM.com and you click on Make Your Day Count, you'll be able to see the archives of all the programs. And it's been over 2 months where we have been on this topic, Life in the Spirit, and is one of the best topics we have ever learned.
Yes.
So that we can fully operate in the power that Jesus Christ has given us through the Holy Spirit, through the leading of the Holy Spirit, to be able to effectively operate in the earth with joy.
Yes.
Not just for the benefit of, think, sometimes we think we're just doing everything for everybody else's benefit. No, this is for the benefit of ourselves, so that we're able to operate in joy. We're bringing forth the kingdom of God into the earth, the same kingdom that delivered us, the same king who healed us, the same God who we worship. And when we're operating by the Spirit through his leading, we're right on target. We're right on point. You know, we're not spending all this time. Sometimes we waste so much time doing good things when we need to be doing the right thing. You know, we get so worn out doing good things, going here, there, and everywhere, but we're not making any forward progress until we are doing the right thing. And what's the right thing? The right thing is what God called you to do in the earth, the mark that he assigned for you to do that no one can erase. So sometimes we get overly consumed with good things and we're not making forward progress in the right thing of which he called us. That's why we must be spirit led.
And no wonder Jesus says in the Word of God to us, we know it, he says, the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But I come to give you life and to give you, to so that you can do what? Live it how? Abundantly. So abundant life is not in the flesh. Abundant life is in the Spirit. The Spirit of man is where God lives, within the spirit of a man, not in the flesh. The Bible says the flesh profits what?
Nothing.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. So since the flesh profits nothing, we don't know from Scripture that he does not live in all flesh. Because why would he live in all flesh and it profits nothing? Mm-hmm. So we have to slow it down and get full understanding. Where God lives is in the Spirit. That's where true life is. And another phrase we use, life is in the blood, right?
Mm-hmm.
Life is in the blood. If the blood not flowing, what of it in the human?
Yeah,
forget it.
Mm-hmm. It's done.
Mm-hmm. Done.
So life, in order for the human to have physical life, it is in the blood. And when we're sick, right? Let's just talk a little bit here. Because sometimes we pass. Jesus always teach. Let me slow it down here because sometimes I'm ahead of myself. But you notice when Jesus teaches, he used earthly stuff to explain heaven, divine. So the parables is always something Jesus used, physical, that we understand, to explain something divine.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we can't understand the physical stuff, how are we going to understand the divine thing? So when we talk, so we're just saying here, life, and we say that's true, is in the blood.
Mm-hmm.
So if the blood stops flowing, life stops.
We're done.
Right, Pastor Emily. We're done. We're finished. But as long as the blood is circulating, we have life. Okay. So now we're declaring that physical life, but true life, is in the spirit, which is which says man was created in what? The image of God. That's where now we can understand. Man was created in the image of God. So how is this? What does that mean, Pastor Dad?
Yeah.
How is this? Image of God.
Mm-hmm.
And in his likeness. How is this? Now we know that it happened in the spirit of that man. That one resemble the image of God and the likeness of God, because that's where God dwells.
Mm-hmm.
We got it. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, guys.
Mm-hmm. In Acts chapter 2, yesterday we were in Acts chapter 1. Today we're going to be in Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord
in one place.
And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues, so as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And when this sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confused, because everyone heard them speak in his own language. Then they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, "Look, are not all these who speak Galatians? And how is it that we hear each in our own language in which we were born?" Then it goes into the list of the different nationalities that were present, over 10 there in the list. Verse 11, "We hear them speaking in our own tongues the wonderful works of God. So they were all amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, whatever could this mean?" So a supernatural power came upon them to be able to produce earthly language. So what they were hearing was the translation of the words that were spoken in their own language through the people. So whatever the person's language was that was present, they heard the speaking in their language. How did this happen? Through the Holy Spirit. What did Jesus tell them? That you're going to be able to be witnesses of me throughout all of the nations. How's it going to take place? Because we know if we can't understand what somebody's saying, there's not much communication taking place. Usually we just kind of, you know, smile, wave, and walk away. When you can't understand, if somebody's speaking to you in another language and you can't understand what they're saying, we don't usually put a lot of effort into trying to figure out what they're saying. We just smile, wave, and walk away. But here, they are getting an interpretation through the Holy Spirit. They're able to hear in their own language.
When the Holy Spirit is directing you, everything that the Holy Spirit is telling you to do will manifest correctly. Mm-hmm. When you are spirit driven, not by the flesh, we use this terminology, and sometimes I had to stop to make sure when we use this terminology, we understand what we're saying. Not by the flesh, mean not by our carnal mind. Not by our carnal mind. So when you hear this, you are in the flesh. It means you are in your carnal mind. Your mind is not yet regenerated. Okay? Because the Bible does tell us that the mind that we have right now, which is our thinking, which is our emotion, which is our feeling, where it's all come from, it tells us that it needs to be regenerated. How? From the spirit. That's how it is. So the regeneration takes place when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. He lives within our spirit now. So the spirit has the power, the authority over our mind, which was carnal. So now we now possess the mind of Christ. So we start to act the way Christ would act.
But don't be fooled. Everyday-to-day life, what's going to come out first? The carnal man.
Yeah.
You know, don't be fooled. We have to work at this. We have to be connected, and we have to, like when you go to church, don't you feel so good in a nice worship service? You get a little taste of what heaven is like, and then you go outside, and then you go home, and then the problems appear again, and this and that, and work, and you're tired, and this. You're going to fall back into the carnal man again. So we need, what's ideal is if we can keep that peace that we get in these services because our spirit is being touched. If we can have that same peace, if we start off maybe every morning worshiping God and making our spirit become alive, this way throughout the day, we have our spirit has the fuel it needs in order to deal with everything else. And this is a good example on how to live in the spirit because our carnal man will always come out first. So we need to feed the spirit what it needs in order to let it be our life in the spirit.
That's very beautiful. Because the external and the internal. The internal is the spirit of God that lives within. The external is all surrounded.
Yeah.
And it's always come affect where? Our mind first. Mm-hmm. It hit our mind. And then we have to make the decision. And I'll just stay for a while. Mm-hmm. The external. Things come first to my mind. Mm-hmm. And then, now I have to make the decision. Mm-hmm. But greater, hallelujah, is he that is in you than that which is in the world. So, Emily, that's how we are able to overcome what is coming at us, because the greater one lives inside of us.
Amen.
That now will allow us to overcome that obstacles.
Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
are
a day
you
count.
Looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.